The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. We've seen some epic security lines at the airport as the summer travel season revs up, but the TSA thinks it's found the key to getting the problem under control.
8-year-old Black Lab Sunny can easily detect the kind of homemade explosives used in the Paris and Brussels terror attacks.
Good girl.
Just one little problem. More after this from Charlie. For all the advances in modern technology, if you want to find a bomb, get a dog.
She sits, and that's how she tells me that she's found explosives. She knows 19,000 different kinds of explosives.
19,000?
19,000, yeah.
Special Agent Sheila Fries with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which depends on bomb dogs to catch the bad guys. They're also ideal for airport security. Just one problem, getting enough of them. And as CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleef found out, there's a reason for the bomb dog shortage.
The Transportation Security Administration used to have its own breeding program, but shut it down in 2012 due to high costs.
Yes, the TSA's bomb dog training program was shut down to save money. Dr. Cindy Otto, who runs the University of Pennsylvania's Working Dog Center, has warned Congress about this.
One of the major reasons for the shortage of quality dogs is that we rely heavily on procurement of dogs from other countries. To us, a national breeding program is a priority.
She also points out it takes at least a year to train these dogs, so it might be time for Congress to take some action.
We really need to think about a better way to provide these dogs, because it really is a national security issue that we're all invested in.
Can we hear again how many explosives that ATF agent says these dogs are trained to sniff out?
19,000 different kinds of explosives.
19,000.
19,000.
19,000. I'm no bomb expert, but it sounds to me like training more dogs would be a pretty good idea. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.